أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية. فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرءوا كتابيه. Yesterday we read when the day of Qiyamah will come and what the conditions will be, very, very horrible and terrible conditions. In other places it is explained that at that time the arwah of the mu'mineen who will be even in the qabrs, they will become unconscious. So they won't witness this. Allah will save them from that. And other places also it is mentioned, after this whole world, the mountains, everything will be smashed to smithereens. Then the trumpet will be sounded for a second time, and that will herald in the day of Qiyamah. And then people will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُعْرَضُونَ لَا تَخْفَى مِنْكُمْ خَافِيَةً. Us din saamne kiye jaayenge, chupi na rahegi tumhari koi chupi baat. At that day, everyone will be presented in front of Allah Ta'ala, and nothing of yours will be hidden. Whatever your record is will become very, very open, and it will be shown very clearly. However, also in other places Allah has explained that a person who makes tawbah, then all his past sins are forgiven, and he won't be asked about them also on the day of Qiyamah. They will be as though they do not exist. Like we make the dua, wa'afu anna, O Allah Ta'ala, forgive us. This is really the meaning, is that wipe out all the evidence of our sins. So Allah Ta'ala, where there are four places where the evidence of our sins are recorded, Allah will destroy it himself. So there will be no evidence on the day of Qiyamah for that person who makes tawbah. Otherwise, if a person did not make tawbah and Allah does not forgive him, then all his sins will be displayed in front of everyone. And every detail, nothing will be able to be hidden whatsoever. Everything will come out. And on that day, after now the court case is over in front of Allah Ta'ala, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابُهُ بِيَمِينِهِ. So jisko mila uska khata dahne haath mein. So that person who will be given his kitab, his record of deeds in his right hand, that the record of deeds will come out and they will fly, and they will go automatically to the people's either right hand or left hand, or it will come behind their back. Those people whose record of deeds come in their right hand, they will be so extremely happy that they know they have succeeded and they have passed. And in great happiness, that person will explain, whoever will get his kitab in his right hand, and may Allah make us all from amongst them. He will say, Inni zanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. Maine khyaal rakha is baat ka, mujhko milega mera hisab. He will say, I used to keep this in mind in the dunya, that one day I will have to account for my deeds, and I will get my record of deeds and everything I had done. It will come to me. In other words, I was conscious of the day of Qiyamah, and consequently I obeyed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. I made my iman correctly. I did not give in to my lust and my desires and all the things of this dunya, but I kept Allah in mind and the day of Qiyamah when I will have to present myself. So therefore, I did all what I had to do. And man is man. If he errs, he makes tawbah. And after tawbah, again he's got a clean sheet. And with that he presents himself in front of Allah Ta'ala. فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ رَاضِيَةً. So woh hai man mante guzran mein. That person will be living a life of great enjoyment, a life of great delight. Whatever he will want now, he is going to get. And he will be so happy that this life is forever and I am forever. And whatever I've got is going to stay with me forever. And it's just going to increase all the time. There is no question of it being taken away, of it diminishing or anything. Fi jannatin aliyah, unche baagh mein. And I will be in the lofty stages of Jannat. But all the great enjoyments that will be there, now I'm going to be there forever and ever. And one of the aspects of Jannat, قُتُوفُهَا دَانِيَا جِسْكِ مَيْوَي جُكَي پَرَي هَي, the fruit of which a person will be able to take very easily, whether he's sitting anywhere, whether he's standing, whether he's reclining, whichever fruit he will to want, it will just come to him, and he will be able to take the fruit, and there won't be seasons also, that your mangoes only you get in January, December, etc., or you get your oranges in winter, but all the time will be season, and not cold storage fruit, but be a complete fruit which will be fresh right from the tree, and the most enjoyable fruit. And as soon as a person has taken a fruit from a tree, it will be immediately replaced with another fruit again. And nothing that fruit is a bit not so sweet, or there are worms in it, or anything like that. Perfect, 100% forever he will get that. And it will be announced and said, Kulu washrabu hani'an bima aslaftum fil ayyamil khaliya. Khawo or piyo, eat and drink to your delight now. Now you don't have to worry of your sugar levels. You don't have to worry that you're taking something salty and my blood pressure will go up. No worry whatsoever that I'll get constipated or I'll get a running tummy. Nothing whatsoever. You can just eat and enjoy for as continuously, forever and ever. Hani am bima aslaftum, rach kar badla uska jo aage bhej, in replacement of that which you had done in this world. In the world you kept rozas, you went through hunger, you went through thirst, you made your namazes, early mornings of summer you got up for fajr, cold mornings of winter you got up for your fajr, wherever you were you made your namazes, you observed the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, now here you are and you have got your returns for it, and they will be forever and great delight. Fil ayyamil khaliya, and in those days when you had the chance to do it, your free days. And in this also, especially when we get holidays, actually those are days to make more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Unfortunately also our lifestyle has changed, and in the holidays we go to wrong places, and whatever we earn, we go and lose it there also. Then many people, holidays, they are not so regular with their namazes also. Or jamaat namazes are lost, etc. So holidays are really to do more ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. A person who was traveling one day found in the jungle a shepherd, hot summer's day, and he was fasting. So he said, you're fasting on this day, nafil roza, not faraz roza. So he said, I'm free, I got nothing to do, I'm just looking at my animals, and I'm just sitting, I can sit under the shade of the tree. My free time, why shouldn't I spend it in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala? So we also have free time, but we are wasting it on the cell phone, we are wasting it in these holidays, in picnics, etc. Little bit of outing within its limits is not haram. But really, a person whose eyes, and he knows that he's going to go akhirat, and what he's going to get in the opportunities that he's got here, how much he will earn. Free time, we can spend it in jamaat. How much won't we earn for ourselves and other people who will do good? That will also come in our account. So our free time is a very important time. It's not time to be wasted sitting in front of the TV or just gossiping and talking, etc. But that free time is really to make it up for the akhirat as much as we can. Wa akhiru da'wana.